The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is translated teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, today the main theme of scripture reading is divine vocation. That everyone is called by God to be a witness for Christ by doing something for others with his life, using his gifts and blessings. Hence, today's reading reminds of our personal and corporate call to become witnesses for Jesus, the Lamb of God, by leading a holy and purity life. When John the Baptist sees Jesus, he says, "Here is the Lamb of God." The disciple of John become interested in knowing where Jesus was staying. And Jesus invited them to stay with him to find out for themselves. The disciples not only find where Jesus was staying, but also gather information about him. They are convinced that Jesus is the Messiah and immediately wanted to introduce him to others. And so, Andrew brought his brother Simon to Jesus. Jesus established a deep relationship with Simon, which has continued even after. In the first reading, we see Samuel also receiving a call. Samuel is sleeping in the temple near the Ark of God. Initially, Samuel is not able to understand that God is calling him. But later, with the help of elderly man Eli, Samuel responds in saying, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." In the second reading, Paul reminds us that Christians must persevere their bodies because their bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit. Because God will raise our bodies after we die. Hence, we have to keep the bodies chaste, avoiding every sexual immorality. How does the person enter into relationship with God? What are the dynamics involved in it? The first reading provides the example of Samuel. God called Samuel to his service, and how the boy Samuel responded him, saying, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And God has blessed him in the mission entrusted to him, and Samuel became the figure ranking with Moses and David as a man of God. Hannah is a pious woman, but she has no children. She makes a promise to God that if she receives a child, she will be placing him at the service of God. Her prayer was heard, and Samuel is born. As per her promise to God, Hannah presented Samuel in the temple where he grows up. He is under the care of Eli, who is like the father for him. Samuel has a mission to accomplish, but he needs an invitation to begin the prophetic ministry. Yes, my dear friends, Samuel hears the voice of calling, but does not see or the voice of the one calling him. Being still a young boy, Samuel naturally think that the Eli was calling him, and so he runs to him. Eli has no idea who is calling that boy and asks him to go and sleep. It is only at the third time that Eli realizes that God is actually calling him and instructs the boy to respond in an appropriate way. Should he hear the voice again? The boy hears the voice again and responded the call. The boy chosen, and he grows to maturity with the Lord accompanying him and teaching him. Samuel became the great prophet and the leader of the people. Yes, my dear friends, in today's gospel, Jesus is the Lamb of God by John the Baptist. Here, the Lamb is used as the symbol of Christ. John the Baptist has been sent by God as a forerunner for his son Jesus Christ. It is understandable that John will assist Jesus in whatever way possible for him. Now, John has been preacher and teacher in his own right, and naturally he too has a following. What is known as the disciple of John, John is willing to send his disciples to Jesus. In this encounter, John addressed him as the Lamb of God. The disciple of John do not seem to understand the title as the Lamb of God, and they asked Rabbi, "Where are you staying?" Then Jesus said, "Come and see." Yes, my dear friends, having stayed with Jesus, they are very satisfied and they understand that Jesus is the Messiah. Obviously, the seeing has included what has been happening around Jesus. It definitely must have included healing, people flocking to him, and other things, for them to say that they have found the real Messiah. Yes, my dear friends, Jesus definitely must have done some mighty works for them to see. The disciples who have encountered Jesus also bring other people to him. Addressing as the Christ is the Lamb of God has become familiar to us in the Eucharist when the breaking of the bread we proclaim our traditional prayer, saying what the John the Baptist said, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us and grant us peace." Yes, my dear friends, he has come to both as the Lamb of God and our Lord, because Jesus lived out his life on it as one of humility, and we believe and affirm that Jesus is the one who came and continue to come into this world, to the broken world, to take away our sins upon himself in the Holy Mass. Yes, my dear friends, in today's liturgy of the word, we see dynamic of a call experience. Our Christian vocation is to live and die like the Lamb of God. We live like the Lamb of God by loving providence and protecting care of the Good Shepherd for his church. Again, we are called to die like the Lamb of God by sharing sacrificially our blessing and talents with our family and the community, by offering our suffering for God's glory as presence, penance for our sins and for the conversion of our sinners. Amen.